The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
We have been chatting about this since a long time and all day today on the show. We have got Brianna Evigan in the studio with us. Welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz. Brianna, I don't even really know where to start with introducing you as what, because you wear so many hats. You're a filmmaker, you're a dancer, choreographer, change maker. And you're also a mom. I'm a mom as well. So I think like that's my favorite of your titles.
It's my favorite too.
And little Bubba is actually here with you today. And you brought him with you. He's having a little nap outside the studio. But it's an absolute pleasure for us to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. What a lovely introduction.
You spend quite a lot of time at the moment in Africa. Most people know you as an actress and as a performer. But there is so much else happening with you now in a kind of slight kind of offshoot that you've done to start making change. Why the transition?
I was searching for something new and different in my life at around 25. I'm 37 now, so it was quite the amount of years of searching for more. You know, I had that kind of empty feeling when I got into bed at night when I was just making movies and doing this and that. And yeah, I found myself wanting to work and save and protect animals. And I saw this baby elephant actually die. And it taught me that if we don't heal humans, we'll never be able to heal animals, let alone the planet. And that put me to the human transformation ride of life. And that led me to create Abundant Village with my co-founder, Stuart Newton, and get into impact filmmaking. You know, I want to make inspiring media that compels action and really gets people involved in the process of making.
I love it when a quarter-life crisis goes well.
It went so well.
You know? Yeah.
A quarter life crisis. Yes. That's genius.
But look where it's gotten you. I mean, wow.
I know. And you know what? It was totally a quarter life crisis.
What is it about Africa and the people and the situation that's made you feel like there is something you can do here?
You know, I don't, it's such a big question actually, and there's so many different things that come into my head, and there's just constant change going on and different missions that keep coming up of how to make and create lasting impact, right? I feel like the people, for one, just incredible people. They're all capable, talented, beautiful humans. But there's this lack of opportunity that I see everywhere I go. And that crushes me because it shouldn't be that way. And, you know, I always say, if you're suffering, you can't dream. If you can't dream, how are you living? And basic human needs are not being met around the world. And those need to be met. It's insane that parts of the world are living the way they are, and you see the way others are living in survival mode, you know? And if you're in survival mode, I mean, how can you do anything? Especially if it's not only you, but you're looking out for your kids, right? So now I understand that side. I'd do anything for my son. Anything. So I think, you know, bridging some of the gaps of the entertainment world that I know, uplifting and inspiring women here too, and bringing just bringing that level of confidence and excitement and that mentality of you can do anything. You can do anything, you know, and I actually do believe that because I've been somebody that has continued to prove that to myself. But I want to bridge some of those gaps. I want to see people create, be uplifted with their talent here and bring it to the other side of the world as well and really fight for that, which is hard to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm fascinated by, and I want to go back for a moment. You sort of come from a dancing background. Mm-hmm. You've been performing, I think, since you were little. You've mm-hmm. been a dancer, and you get an opportunity to be in a film and a franchise as strong as Step Up 2. And now, like, the dream should be, I'm going to be a movie star now. Mm. This is the thing. And you say by 25, you're lying in bed at night with the itch going, I can do more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I will.
And you very quickly, I find it fascinating. It feels like the calling is actually here. The calling is not there. That was just another thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and it brought me into such a beautiful world of knowing what I got from it. You know, what I got there was invaluable. I mean, you can't, you know, I got so much experience from these films and shows and people and the ups and downs. And, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, when you get put on a pedestal, what happens? You fall. So I also got that experience of what it feels like to fall and really crumble. And that really leveled my head out, you know, because I think you can get a little excited over there in Hollywood. And I did, you know, there were moments, I remember it well, just feeling like you're on top of the world and things can change quickly. So, yeah.
I love when someone arrives at something that feels like it gives them meaning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this is a thing I can pour myself into.
Yeah, absolutely. And with our nonprofit and what we're creating, you know, I want it, once we get past the meeting basic human needs, I want it to become a place for people to dream. You know, we start with water, food, and energy and these basic needs being met, right? But after, what if this area needs the media center so kids can learn how to be doing all of this editing and stuff? You know, what are all the dreams that other kids in communities and areas have that they have never had at their front door?
Oh, we have got so much other stuff to talk to Brianna Evigan, our guest today. We are still lucky enough to be chatting to Brianna Evigan about all the things that's keeping her busy at the moment, including her work with Move Me Studios, mm-hmm. and the kind of things that you're doing. I wrote it down when you said it, inspiring media that compels action. So basically using media to kind of change the world and change the circumstances of people that don't have the things that people should have. I would like to ask you, why is this important for you as a mom?
Well, I believe storytelling has and will continue to change the lives of millions. It's done it to me. You know, there's certain projects I've seen out there that have completely changed the way I move in the world the next day, you know, let alone us naming Move Me. I want to be moved by people and I want to move other people. It is so important for my son to respect and love and see what I do and hopefully, you know, be a part of some of it someday. But movies, you know, video games, all these things out there, they affect youth. So if I'm going to continue doing it, which I really want to, I want to be on the right side of filmmaking and not only impact people's lives while we're filming in the hopes that they're successful, but a thing with Move Me Studio is that the founder and I, we give 50% of the net profits back to the areas that we either created the content in or directly to Abundant Village.
That's incredible. And Brianna's working all over the world. It's not just South Africa, although there's one project we'll talk about. And as you mentioned, they're working near Bushbuck Ridge at the mm-hmm. moment in the Kruger National Park and so on. It extends all the way through, I've read, Papua New Guinea and, you know, very interesting places. And you're right to talk about the power of storytelling. I mean, you've been coming here since just before sort of COVID and lockdown happened. Do you remember the power of My Octopus Teacher during that mm-hmm. period? And we watched it and so many people all over the world had this sort of experience with nature that they probably wouldn't otherwise have had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it takes one of those things to, you know, Blackfish was another one of them with, you know, the whales and in the oceans, and people need to see this sort of stuff, but it has to be humanized, you know, and that's the other fun part about storytelling is how do you humanize, you know, in one of our cases, there's an anti-poaching film that we're developing. How do you humanize the rhinos? Because some people don't care about animals and that's fine. You know, but how do you make it something that they care about where it becomes a feeling of their own child or their own sibling or a friend, you know, of loss?
Something that you've spoken about, and I can actually, there's a through line of it in just hearing you talk about your work, is the empowerment of women and how important women are to communities and to actually keeping that feeling of, I don't know, like home kind of when the circumstances aren't great. I want to talk about the badasses of the Akashinga Rangers. Explain what these women do and who they are and how this whole thing started.
Yeah. So Akashinga, all female rangers, I see them as the guardians of the planet. They're protecting the planet, literally. I mean, they're into millions of acres around Africa now. Not only protecting the land, but protecting the animals and the people and everything that comes with the areas. Obviously, it started off as an anti-poaching organization. But yeah, my husband, actually, Damien Mander, is the one that started it over there and had a military background. And, you know, we actually were really good friends before Akashinga became a thing. And I was trying to play him as a woman in the movie I was developing. And about 2 years into the development, he said, actually, yeah, it's all women leading now. It's all women. There's barely any men because women in the front lines leading change everything.
An all-women Pan-African wildlife conservation anti-poaching ranger force.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild thing.
Absolutely.
Jackie on the WhatsApp line says, it's so exciting to hear someone who actually knows where Bushbuck Ridge is. Hashtag proudly Bosbok Rant for life.
Yes, love that.
Which is where Brianna's doing some of her work in South Africa at the moment. Tell me about the people you're working with here, your partners and things.
Yeah, so some of our partners, we actually teamed up with Veldskin, the shoe company, the world known. And we decided to make a social impact boot together. I'm a boot freak, and I walked into the office, and Nick Dreyer, the founder, just immediately said, yes, let's do it. So there's social impact shoes on the bottom. The black ones say love and trust. So wherever you walk, you leave your positive footprint around the world. And 50% of those net profits as well from Veldskin and Move Me Studio goes to Abundant Village. And we just came out with the brown ones this week, so they've been launched. The bottoms say kind and happy, and then the white ones will hopefully be out after that say pause and breathe.
A Brian Falskoon for a good cause.
Swear.
Once is in.
Sign me up. Listen, so the film Move Me South Africa is doing so incredibly well on the film festival circuit, the Around Films International Film Festival. You've been selected there, official selection of the Kalahari Film Festival. I could amper say Kalahari, but that's a different thing.
I keep doing that.
The Kalahari Film Festival.
It's not just me. But Rob wants to talk about a more important award that you won early on in your career.
I was just going to say, if you've ever been in Hollywood and you've worked in film, the only award I would ever want is the one that Brianna has. It is the MTV Best Kiss Award.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's the one, right?
I love it. I mean, yeah, I was pretty excited when I won it. I'm the best kisser. How cool.
You've also been in music videos for such a diverse group of musicians like Linkin Park. You're in the music video. There's a Flo Rida video.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah. Is this all the kind of stuff that you're listening to on your like shuffle
No.
What's on your phone you're listening to?
Yes. I've got a huge mix of electronic dance music, but I like the ones with lyrics and singy and like make you feel good and just like have a good drop somewhere and just make you go like nuts, like dirty good beats.
Speaking of which, David Guetta's on the way after six.
I love it.
And then we thought, well, since you are, I'm going to say newly arrived on the continent, not really, you've been here for years now. Would you like to play a game?
Sure.
Of Spot the Wildlife Sounds.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Just got nervous.
Time to put Brianna to the test.
Yes.
Number one.
God, they just sound like cows right now, but they're those frogs.
No, you're on the right track with cows.
Is it?
Wildebeest.
Oh, it's wildebeest. Okay.
It's a migrating
herd. I actually wasn't going to say that though. Okay.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
I was like, it's probably the frogs that all just sit there.
Number two.
Warthogs.
Hippos.
What?
Oh.
This
come
is
on,
tough.
Brianna. Okay.
Number three.
Hyenas.
Zebras.
Stop it. No.
Zebras make that sound?
Yeah, I actually don't know if I've ever heard a zebra.
Me
That's
neither.
Probably
I
why.
Just said zebra.
Very quiet little horses. And then the last one.
What type of bird?
Oh, we had to get that in.
There's a clue for you there behind you. Someone's trying to tell you. It's the
hardy dog.
It's the hardy dog. The one that infinitely.
You guys, that was an epic fail.
I'll never forget that video. Remember Pharrell Williams posted the video of the hardy dog in his hotel room going, what on earth, Africa? What's
what
going on?
Because it sounds like the apocalypse properly.
Sounds like every bird.
No, not at 5 o'clock in the morning. They will
wake you. They're really loud.
Brianna, there are so many people that I'm sure want to keep up with what you're doing with the amazing stuff with Abundant Village, with Move Me Studios, everything. Where can we stay updated on everything that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's moveme.studio, the website, and then we've just launched abundantvillage.world today. So that's out. And then, you know, my social platforms. So Instagram is what I use the most. It's just Brianna Evigan. One word. If you divide it, you won't be able to find it. And then I am on Facebook and the others, but I'm not as active, so
It's been an absolute pleasure having you in this afternoon.
It's been a serious pleasure, guys. Yeah.
This has been so great. You're welcome back anytime to the Drive with Robin Ross.
We'll go and upload the entire thing as a podcast. Brianna Evigan is leaving the building this afternoon. Very nice.
That is also really great.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Robin Ross.